Ay. Slip, slide, tryna provide for me. For me. For me.
Yes, 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 y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am your host, Q. This is Illegal Intellect, and I first want to start off by apologizing for saying I'm sorry that I wasn't able to release an episode last week. A lot of renovations going on at my place of residence, and just couldn't work around the stuff that was going on in my house. But we are here, and, you know, I had a good week. I'm not going to lie. I've been volunteering with the Hands Free Work Camp with my church. And it's a camp where the youth group goes out and they perform acts of service in the community with different organizations and just try to, you know, lend a helping hand and let people know that God is out here. He loves them. And, you know, they're willing to serve and they're ready to work. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna clap it up for them. I've still been going to work in the meantime, but it's been nice to be a part of this this camp. And y'all can go look this up on Instagram. I believe they got a hashtag like Hands Free Work Camp or like HF Hands Free. Oh man, I'm messing up the hashtag. I'll probably try to put a link in the description of this episode, but y'all can check it out. They do it every year too. But without further ado, man, it is they say it's mental man's mental health awareness month or something like that. And I kind of want to piggyback on what I kind of touched on in my last episode, and shout out to y'all for listening to that episode. And I haven't seen the episode before that, the Roe v. Wade, man, got like 80 plays. I was shocked, man, to think that I almost had an episode that touched 100 plays, and that episode hasn't even been out that long. But so shout out to y'all for tuning into that episode. But yeah, I want to jump piggyback off my last week's episode, and I kind of want to talk about, you know, really to the men, and as far as like the mental health space, as far as like doing what we can to become more emotional, intelligent, and creating a safe space for ourselves in this world. You know, because I just find that, you know, with people focusing on like expressing themselves and like who they are, who they really are, you know, I think for a lot of men out there, there's a lot of things innately that we kind of adopt, whether it be through, you know, trauma, certain experiences that we had, good or bad, or, you know, just even learn behavior, right? Whether we want to learn or not learn. And I think one of the biggest things, you know, that I think a lot of men are struggling with is like, you know, that it's actually okay to not keep everything inside. And I think I touched on that in my last episode, you know, kind of just saying, like, do what you can and let people know that you need help before it's too late. But really in it, I think a lot of that's going to start, like, also, obviously, like, within ourselves, but I think with other men. Because I think a lot of the stuff, even the disconnect that I've seen between, like, men and women in the dating world as far as, like, you know, what people prefer and all this other stuff. I really think one of the biggest issues is that men have a problem being vulnerable, and twofold, like, because being vulnerable in a sense, obviously you can't be vulnerable with just anybody. And sometimes it's hard to when people that you want to be vulnerable with are not equipped to deal with your emotions. And I think, you know, from that aspect, I really just want to touch on, I found for myself personally that a lot of my emotions are hard for people to deal with because it's a very new thing for them. It's not something that's common for me. You know, I'm not typically somebody that cries often, that's sad often, or, you know, just stays down, or even kind of like feels things like as they're happening to me. Like, I usually like, would let like a lot of stuff just pile up, and I found myself just like overwhelmed, and one thing just makes me snap or just like break down emotionally. And you know, I used to think that was like the best thing for me, because I used to always say, like, yeah, man, I cry once a year, and kind of once I get that cry out, like, I feel good. But definitely was bad for me, because there's a lot of times, I can think of them times where I actually did want to cry, and I had the, like, tears, like, swell up in my eyes, but they just wouldn't release, because I wouldn't allow myself, you know, to feel that emotion of sadness. But I even found myself in certain situations with previous, you know, ex-girlfriends and things, where it's like, you know, I had a moment of weakness emotionally, and, you know, it just almost seemed like unbelievable that I was, like, crying or just feeling down about something, or just not my usual self, you know, just smiling, happy to be here, and just, you know, doing what I gotta do. It's almost like, you know, I remember seeing the movie Defying Temptations, and when everybody showed up to the auntie's funeral, it was Auntie Sally, and I believe Angie Stone's character walked up to her and was like, wake up, Sally, wake up, wake up. But it's like, nah, she ain't waking up, like, she's really dead. It's like, you know, you just can't believe it. But that's what I found in my experience, and like sometimes when I have my emotional moments, and then I would find that, like, in these moments, like, you know, it'll end up getting used against you, which I also know is, like, another fear that men have when it comes to expressing themselves emotionally. They feel like, oh, if I do this, like, it's always gonna be thrown in my face. And then you just get yourself in this mode to where, like, you never want, you know, somebody to use, you know, that moment of weakness against you, or try to even, I won't even just say, like, use it against you, but use it in a way, like, to attack you, to just make you feel inferior, as if, like, it's wrong to have felt that way at that moment in time. And I find, you know, like, that is, like, one of the hardest parts for me as being a man previously. But I will say now I've learned that it's better always just to walk in the truth of really how you feel about things, even when it comes to, like, people and what they may ask you, like, how do you feel about them, and think, like, just go ahead and let them know, just go ahead and get out the way. Because I find that, you know, people will become be more comfortable with, like, who you are emotionally, and they won't be taken aback as often, or, like, caught off guard. Like, they'll kind of know what to expect from you. And I even noticed that a lot of times, especially, like, with us being men, I don't know, like, it's almost as if, like, the world is not really even used to a lot of men, like, speaking their truth about how they may feel about situations, because a lot of it has kind of been under the guise of, like, happy wife, happy life type deal. Like, even if you're not married, it's like, you know, society just teaches you, like, even when it comes to women, like, well, just lie about it. Like, don't really tell them the truth. Don't really tell them how you really feel. Like, you know, just appear, make it appear that either everything is okay, or even when it's pertaining to them. Like, it's like, oh, well, how do you feel, like, these pants look on me? You see the stuff on TV all the time. You think, oh, man, I can't say nothing about her, like, her weight or anything. You know, and it's just, oh, they look great, even though they really don't, right? But I even find in that, it's like, that's why even some of the expectations that people have when it comes to, like, asking men questions is always a little off, because I think, like, a lot of men are actually lying about how they feel and not telling the truth. And even, like, when it's pertaining to other men, like, whether it's from, like, you know, could be, like, their fathers, grandfathers, that and the whole nine, it's like, man, this is kind of weird, because it's like somebody is basically making it seem like this is okay, this is how it's supposed to be, and it's really not okay. And we're just doing people more of a disservice, but we're not honest about how we're feeling. And this topic even brought me to thinking about one time, you know, I've been in quite a few, like, arguments, like, you know, with my father, like, throughout my life. But I remember one particular argument we were having where I was just trying to tell him, like, before it really, like, escalated, I was, like, trying to tell him, like, no, I'm just trying to let you know how I feel. And I remember my dad was like, you know, I don't want to hear how you feel right now. I don't care about that right now. And, you know, I had some time to reflect on that statement, like, obviously after, and I was thinking, like, you know, I could kind of almost see how, like, somebody trying to tell you how they feel, it's like you'll just easily dismiss it, especially when I'm talking about men talking to other men, right? Because I remember sometimes, like, it could even be like another time, like me and my dad could get into it about dishes or something, right? And even that's just one of the craziest things to me, to just want to argue with somebody about anyway. But I remember one time my dad was on the phone, and he was trying to, you know, he was on the phone talking to one of his friends or something, and he brought up this statement and said, we would never be able to tell our grandparents or our parents, like, what we felt like or all this. Like, we just did it. And it just had me thinking that, like I said, like, a lot of this is just passed down, where it's like, you know, kids grew up at a time to where it's like, they basically just had to shut up and deal with whatever happened to them. And I even feel like a lot of this could even stem back from, obviously, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and being black, it's like, even in slavery, to think like in those times where it's like, it's so intense, it's like, you just got to be quiet and do what you told, and you just got to deal with it. Like, it's like people just like, that's how the world is, and that's how it's going to be. It's not going to change. And when you actually do try to bring about this change and try to implement some understanding, it's really not that people, quote unquote, like, don't want to hear it per se. It's like they don't know how to hear it. They don't know how to receive it, because it's not something that they was privy to. It's not something that they were used to, just sitting down and have an honest dialogue about some things taking place that they are uncomfortable with. And, you know, I do find myself to be like a very outspoken person, and I try to be very fair to people, you know. And I find myself in thinking now, like, you know, well, not, I won't even just say just now, because for a long time I've always said what's on my mind, and I just stopped holding back, because I remember them days when I used to be young, and being quiet used to not serve me well. And even in prime example, most of my friends that know me, even my girlfriend, and yeah, everybody pretty much that knows me, knows that, man, I'm very, very insecure about my feet. Very insecure about my feet. I actually do have ugly feet, and it's no joke. Like, I'm the type of person that, like, when I go to the beach, I'll try to wear water shoes. I'll wear socks at the beach just to not show my feet. I remember being a little young and getting laughed at because I would jump in the pool with my socks on because I didn't want nobody to see my feet because it was just so ugly. And the thing about how my feet got messed up, because when I talk about this to people kind of think like, oh, I was born this way with ugly feet. And it's like, no, I wasn't born with ugly feet. My feet at one point in time used to be like everybody else's, you know, straight, beautiful, the whole nine. I could do whatever with no socks on, like most people. But one day I went shoe shopping with my dad and my stepbrother. I don't know how old I was at the time. I might have been like 7 or 8. And we went to the mall, and my dad, like, puts these shoes on my feet, and I'm trying to explain to him, like, they too tight on my feet. And this is, you know, at the time where, like, everybody's logic is just, like, when it comes to shoes, it's like, your toes need to be, like, at the tip of the shoe, you know, at the very, your big toe needs to be at, like, the top of the shoe or something like that when you put your foot all the way in. But I was trying to explain it was still too tight on my feet. Now, obviously, I don't have the words to convey, like, that, you know, the width of the shoes is what's too tight. But it's like my dad's doing a little toe test, and he's like, boy, stop playing, man. These shoes fit your feet fine. So my feet was hurting, but I just didn't say nothing. And for the longest, I was just constantly getting bought shoes that just did not fit correctly, like how my feet were growing. And then I knew, like, basically kind of once I started getting into middle school, like, my toes kind of just, like, curled up, like they wasn't going straight anymore because I was wearing shoes that was too small. And I remember, like, when I was in seventh grade, and we kind of asked my pediatrician, I think that's the kid doctor, about it. And they were saying how my dad was like, oh, what about his feet or something? Because at the time, like, they could take my toes and kind of, like, you know, bend them out straight and they'd be fine. But then it was explaining, like, basically, like, oh, it's not that bad. They might, you know, correct later. And next thing I know, that didn't happen. It didn't correct later, and it just got to the point. Like, we asked one more question when I got a physical or something. It was like, if I wanted my feet to be straight, they had to break all my toes so that they could be straight. But I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And it's crazy now. I wear a size 13, but if my feet was actually straight, I'd be a size 14 in men. And even sometimes I think, now this is just my theory, like, what I just kind of think, like, man, like, that could be like a couple inches of a height I'm missing out on, because, like, I damaged my feet and just messed up my whole bone structure from the bottom to the top. I don't know. That's just a weird theory I got there. But back to what I'm saying anyway, right? Where it's like, you know, I was trying to explain the shoes didn't fit, my feet didn't hurt, and I was just quiet about it, and I didn't say anything about it. And like, now I really have, like, messed up feet because, you know, I just decided not to say nothing. I was actually going through physical pain, right? And now I'm at a point where, like mentally, it's like, bro, I have a block when it comes to my feet. Now, there are times when I just realize, like, bro, why do I care so much? Like, they're just feet. And I remember my boys were telling me one day, like, bro, nobody's looking at your feet. You actually draw more attention to your feet by wearing socks in a pool. You look crazy, right? So one of these days, man, I think I'm going to get over it. I always tell my girlfriend, like, yeah, you know, I'll let you see my feet when I get married to you, you know, because then I know you ain't going to leave me because my feet is ugly. And she's like, man, stop playing. But anyway, yeah, but, you know, I just find that a lot of conversations, like, when it's men to men, when it's, like, anything emotional or something that hurts you, like we're just very bad at it. And even another ways we bad at it is, like, a lot of times, like we make jokes about it, or we just kind of brush it off, like, oh, I ain't that serious, or you need to man up, you know. And it's like, man, like, people really going through some things, and, you know, it shouldn't be that way. And even another time I was thinking, like, I just recently seen my brother, and we kind of got into a little bit, and I said something that made my brother upset. Like, it really made my brother upset. And, you know, I need to actually call him and still apologize to him about it. Because, you know, that was a perfect time for me to just, like, you know, even, like, just apologize to him for what I said, but even, like, give him the chance to maybe express to me, like, why that made him upset, why that bothered him, instead of, like, you know, just treating it like, oh, bro, like, we woke up the next day, like, it's whatever, it don't matter, like, we just move past it, where it's like, we just assume that it's over. And it could be over for me, but it might not be over for my brother. And even what I touched on was, like, a very, very, very touchy subject, especially for my brother, and given his current situation in life. And it's like, man, like, you know, I feel like a lot of times, like, there are men that we know that do have a lot going on. And, you know, emotionally, like, we're not trying to be there for each other. Like, we always be like, oh, bro, like, you getting on the game, or you doing this, or, you know, what your girl look like, or all this other stuff. And but we don't never, like, dig down too deep and be like, nah, like, how you really feeling right now? Like, how are you really doing? Like, we don't really check up on each other like we should. And, you know, I know a lot of times, you know, I walk out, man, I get a black man head nod to everybody, or I try to say hi to other people that say hi to me. But, you know, I'm even saying that to say, like, for the people that I actually know, beyond the handshake and a head nod, it's like, am I really checking up on, like, my fellow brothers? Like, am I really checking up on them, man? Like, just individually. Because even I think sometimes we also, like, can get caught up in thinking, like, our group chats are enough. When it's like, still, like, sometimes I feel like on a one-on-one basis, like, we need somebody to check in on us, especially even for some people that we might assume are, like, doing better than they probably really are. Because there's a lot of people we know that could be strong in this life that have always persevered. But, you know, I find even in me being one of these people, like, there are a lot of times where I'll be thinking like, man, like, you know, I wish like somebody that could relate to what I'm going through would check up on me, like legitimately. And then even sometimes I even tell my mentor sometimes, like, you know, but I still have to even let my mentor know what's actually going on so he can give me the advice or like try to give me some guidance or help me, man. Like, I feel like that's another thing, man. We can't always let people play a guessing game or, you know, just, you know, try to pretend like things are just wrong. It's kind of like the funny thing. It's like, you know, like your girl could be mad at you and you say like, oh, like what you got attitude for? And she's like, I don't got attitude. Like, I don't. Everything is fine. And you know she got an attitude and you just be like, oh, you want to get some D's? You're like, okay. Like, that just makes everything better. But it's like, I feel like we just got to take the time, man, and just stop playing around all the time and just get serious, man. Because as we even see, man, like more of these mass shootings have been happening. And, man, they all been men. They all been men. And then, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that say, like, the suicide rate among men is the highest. Like, the homeless rate among men is the highest. And I just feel like a lot of this stuff is, like, because we're not right in the mind. And it's because, like, a lot of our emotions are just throwing us all over the place, man. And it's just, like, a big explosion inside people's, inside men's minds. And they not having, like, a healthy outlet or something that can help, man. And I've even found myself, like, through, like, since these mass shootings have kicked up, man, just read my Bible more and, you know, just taking a deep dive on some scriptures, man, especially Proverbs, man, and just trying to get that wisdom and trying to just find some sanity in this life, you know, somewhere that brings me like peace and calm. And I just went kayaking last Saturday, man, and it just felt so good being out there in that water. Everybody was having a good time, and, you know, it was just like the days like that where I was just able to just, you know, appreciate another day, appreciate nature and just relax. Like, really just, even at that time, just being out there on that water and not really being on my phone like that. I took a couple videos for Instagram and whatnot, but, you know, just time to just to reset, you know, and get my mental back right, man. And I got to catch up with some people out there on the river. And long, even then, like, you know, I found myself saving a lot of people that was capsizing the river, losing their stuff in the river. And even just thinking, man, how fulfilling, like it just felt like to kind of be there and then be equipped, like, you know, to kind of know what to do to handle myself accordingly. But back to the topic at hand, man, I even want to say, man, even if, like I said, this episode doesn't get shared like that, man, I want for any of the men or women that's out there listening, man, just do what you can to check up on somebody that may need it. Like, legitimately, like, somebody that you don't talk to frequently, that you don't really know, like, where they at in life right now. Go check on that person. And if it's hard to reach them the first time or you can't even get in contact with them or it's going to be a hassle, I say go through the hassle to just have a conversation with them, to just make sure everything is all right. And even, you know, more of my motto was like, even maybe try to take it beyond that. Try to meet up with the person and spend some time with them. Get them outside to get some sun. Walk around. Share a meal with them. Cook at their house if you have to. DoorDash the food over there if cooking is not your strong suit. But I think we got to find ourselves in a place to where, man, we're really out here looking to help people. We're really out here looking to bear some people's burdens. We really out here trying to be the change in this life, because it is rough at times. This is very rough at times. And I haven't found a lot of people been asking me as the month's been going, like, you know, how am I doing and stuff. And man, I've honestly been doing good for, you know, a continuous year and some change since I've moved to Huntsville. I've been doing real good. I haven't had a low moment. But I also want to say that's due in part to, like, I have had a lot of people that have been there through me, for me, in my time of, like, making a big change in my life. Or even, like, when I got my wisdom teeth surgery and the campus minister, man, just took me to the oral surgeon, brought me back, and I I was texting them. I thought I was going to die the whole nine, but, you know, just made sure I was okay. And even when I got to church, when I was able to go outside, when I didn't have to risk infection from my teeth, just made sure everything was okay. But, like, man, some of my boys out here, my boys back in California, man, my mentor, like, it's been a lot of men that's been there for me. And I was just thanking one of my friends the other day, again, for putting me on the Simple Path to Wealth book that he bought for me, because it wasn't just like even money advice in there that I would say, but it was some other things in the book that really spoke to a situation that I found myself, you know, trying to heal from and get me back into thinking like, you know, it's okay to do what I think is going to set me up for the best in the long run, you know, because that's really how I live my life, like, for the long run. I don't really know how much time I got, but I want to make the best of the time that I do have. And, you know, even if I kind of think I may live a little long, so I just want to be making the right choices out here. But I just feel like the book got me in a good mental space, because even before this book, I was even in the stock market. And I was losing my mind because it was just a lot of stuff going on psychologically between like getting money quick, losing money. It was a lot, man. So I'm just glad that I was able to get, you know, leveled out, man. And it's been a good thing. And the podcast is still going. Shout out to everybody that's still supporting, still rocking with me, man. It's crazy. Sometimes I just check the analytics like every once in a while. And I'm just like, man, like. I just pray and hope that I'm making a difference out there. I just pray and hope that, you know, even what I'm putting out in love, like, a lot of it still continues to find me. A lot of it continues to find other people in many ways, man, because, you know, love conquers all, and that's what I believe, man. And I just hope that everybody does what they can to take the steps to get their mentals right. In the words of Marshawn Lynch, man, you gotta protect. What do you say? Protect your helmet and get that chicken, or he said protect your helmet and protect that chicken. You know, so, but more so on the helmet part. That's what I'm on right now, man. It's just like, man, we just gotta find better ways to express ourselves, emotional, get our emotional intelligence up, man. I feel like as men, like, you know, we've relied on our physicality for so long, and we starting to find ourselves in a world where, like, you know, being physical is kind of frowned upon, one, in some instances. But, you know, now we got to start thinking smarter, man. Got to start thinking smarter, because it seems that whatever is going on in our brains now needs to be the premier focus for us, man. And with that being said, I hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all weeks, man. It's been good chopping it up with y'all again. I'm going to try to get back to the consistency that we used to have. I'm trying my best, y'all. Enjoy the rest of y'all weeks. Peace.
Yeah.